And welcome to the show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the smart things of the internet. I changed it.
You did change it.
Yep. And I'm one of the hosts, Bill, and the other host is Anthony.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. You can contact us by emailing us at geeksawired@gmail.com. Or leaving us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-4335. It's also 801-896-GEEK. You also can help support us by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you get access to the podcast early.
Hooray.
Yes. So last time we went over the finally Sony PlayStation 5 event.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to talk about the fun Apple stuff.
The one that happened before the PlayStation event.
Exactly. Like,
time's not linear.
A couple days earlier.
Yeah, time's not linear.
Yeah.
So I found the price.
With the... Okay, yes. So for our listeners that just caught up, joined us, we're looking up the... Because Apple decided to release a couple of watches, their Amazing 6 watch and then their cheaper SE watch. Cheaper is not really that bad a price. It starts at $279. Yes, still in the hundreds, but for a smartwatch and for an Apple Watch, it's still a really good price, actually.
Yeah.
With that... It also comes, things it comes with. It comes with fitness tracker, which has been with it all the time. Cellular connection, which has actually been with it the entire time too, but it's been interesting.
What's been interesting?
The cellular abilities on your Apple Watches.
Yeah, so what's interesting about this one is that normally they're $100 more just to have the cellular added to it. But for whatever reason, the SE one, it's only 60 more.
To add the cellular onto it?
Yeah. Whereas like for the Series 6 GPS version is $399, and if you add cellular to it, it's $499. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
Do they have 5G?
I wouldn't think so, just because... Like, the only reason why they have 4G instead of, or LTE instead of 3G or 4G is just because 4G is what's standard and 3G doesn't even really exist anymore. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure they'd put 3G in it just because it doesn't need the bandwidth. Because you're not going to watch a video on it. You could, but...
But doesn't it also use less power?
What, LTE?
No, 5G.
I'd imagine it uses more, actually. At least the higher band ones. The lower band and middle band, maybe not, but... I don't know. It just says cellular. It doesn't say what, but I'm pretty sure it's just LTE.
Yeah, because I'm sure they would absolutely say it has 5G on it if it had...
Let me look at the footnote. There's a footnote for this. It's way at the bottom.
There's all sorts of like fun footnotes on all these.
But I think I'm going to get a new watch because I've had my Series 3 forever.
And this is the 6. Wow, you did hold out.
Uh-huh.
Actually, that's all they're selling is Series 3 SE and... Series 6.
Yeah, they're not selling the 4 or the 5 just because there's just not enough. Like, when they were selling the Series 3, they also used to sell, like, the version 1, which was technically the version 2, I think. It was called the Series 1, whereas there was just a normal Apple Watch before that, but they were selling that as well as the Series 3, so they tend to sell the more budget model, and, like, the Series 3 is a pretty good watch, and from the 3 to the 4, I think they only added the, I say only, but they added the ECG. They added the ECG. So the electrocardiogram.
Cardiac gram,
whatever it is.
Yeah, basically checking how your, if there's any heart attack symptoms or how your heart is, if there's any arrhythmia. That's the words.
Mm. And so the 5, I think it just added on the always on display, and it might have had another thing too, but the 6 has also the always on display, but it also has a blood oxygen sensor in it too.
It's about time.
Hey, you know what? Your Fitbit had it forever, but it was disabled.
Yeah, because they were trying to get...
To be fair, they did enable approval. It.
Yeah. Well, they needed the approval from the health industry so they could turn it on.
But what I meant by that is they could have just not enabled it and just forced everybody to get a new device.
True.
Because that is something that some certain companies would do. I'm pretty sure Apple's one of those.
Yeah, no, I was like, Apple, Microsoft, probably Amazon. I don't know. Pick your companies. Yeah, Fitbit's been very nice about a lot of their stuff.
For now. But if Google does for sure get them, then we'll see.
One day.
Maybe. One day. It doesn't say, I don't think it says what it is.
Are you still on the cellular?
Yeah. Oh. Watch/cellular. LTE.
Yes, it is. I found it actually under connectivity, under all the comparing them all.
Says to cover the LTE and UMTS bands around the world, there are 2 separate cellular models for Apple Watch Series 6 and Watch SE. They have been optimized for use in the country of purchase, and not all models work in all countries or region. There is no single model that supports cellular service worldwide.
So the LTE, whatever, don't bother me. The Bluetooth part, I understand what? Apple has their own technology.
What so the Bluetooth, part?
It's only Bluetooth 5.0.
What are they
and it probably doesn't go into the details. There's like 5.1 or 5.2 right now.
Yeah. What's the difference between 1 and 2?
Just 5.1 and 5.2. It might just be 5.0 or 5.1. But 5.1 brings in new direction finding features.
Like what?
So you can pinpoint physical locations to the centimeter. Hitting indoor positioning.
Interesting.
Yes.
I don't think they have a need for that, really. So I could understand.
I also thought 5.1 used less battery power, but that's just me again saying, hey, the newer stuff uses less, right? Not always, but
yeah,
I could be wrong on that one.
With Bluetooth, I could definitely see it just because when Bluetooth first came out, it took tons of power to use. Like, I remember always turning it off on my phone if I wasn't using it. Just because if I had it on, it would take hours away from my battery life.
So my biggest... But like I said, Apple has their own talking technology like they do with their AirBuds. So whatever, the Bluetooth is probably redundant
AirPods,
anyways.
Not AirBuds. Come on.
Sorry. It's not a dog that plays basketball. It's things that go in your ear. But they... The thing that I'm mostly kind of disappointed in is they only have Wi-Fi 4 on it, also known as 802.11n.
So
they don't have AC. They don't have AX.
Might be a power thing, because maybe those modems for the newer stuff takes more power to run, but I could also see it just not being a thing, like a need, because the only time that it's going to be on Wi-Fi is if you're not near your phone and you don't have the LTE one. And the only
so
only
you're
time
saying everything has to go through your, if you don't have the LTE, everything has to go through your phone.
I think that's what it does. Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't have to. But if you're not near your phone, then it will fall back to using Wi-Fi. And the reason for that is that I think Wi-Fi does take a substantial amount of more power versus just communicating with the phone over Bluetooth or whatever special technology they're using to do it. But I could be wrong. Maybe it also just stays connected to Wi-Fi all the time. I just know that on my old Android Wear watch, when they finally added in Bluetooth, they enabled it with a software update. It would take a lot more power if it... Sorry, when they finally added in Wi-Fi. It took a lot more power if the Wi-Fi was enabled and turned on. So... I think it's just more of a, there's not really a need for it to have a more power, like a better specification. Just like how they're not 5G and they're only LTE.
Yeah. But I felt like N is so old.
You're right, but it works well enough.
I guess it's not some major, you know, like you said, you're not watching a video on it, so it's probably fast enough.
Yeah. Maybe it does use.
And that's the other reason that they had issues with. So it, like the older stuff, they did have, like, what was it? The 4 they brought in cellular? Or was it 5?
No, they had it on 3.
Okay. Oh, they just don't have it on this 3 that they're selling.
No, because it's the very budget model.
All right. So they... I know it destroyed the battery. Like, if you tried to actually hold a real a phone call through it...
Yeah, if you try to hold a phone call, even with a new one, I think you only get, like, 90 minutes to 2 hours, I think. And that's mostly because, like, I think that's talking without using the Bluetooth, like without using a Bluetooth headset. And that's mostly because driving that little speaker takes quite a bit of power. Like, it can make notification noises like all day just because it's not continuous power being applied to the speaker. But if
so
it's
going to look like Dick Tracy, it's going to cost you all of your battery life.
Yeah, but it's mostly intended for like conversations where you aren't near your phone and you are just like telling someone where you are or something like that. Cause I've used it like twice on mine. And that was just because my phone wasn't with me for whatever reason. I think it was charging and I needed to answer a call, but most of the time I don't. So, but yeah, it does take a lot of power to use it. I was looking at the battery life for them though, and if you're streaming music on it, it'll last, I think, 6 hours over LTE. And then I think it lasts a little bit more if it doesn't have to access the internal memory. But I might have those flipped. I do know that it only lasts like an hour to 90 minutes if you're doing a workout and listening to music, and I think that's just because it's pulling the GPS a lot more.
Depending on which type of workout you're doing.
Yeah, like if it's an outdoor workout, I'm pretty sure it's going to pull your GPS a lot.
See, that just
to track where you are.
Because the Fitbits, I'll do those. It tracks my location all by itself. No phone necessary. And it...
Yeah, and the... So the watch does track your movements all by itself. It doesn't need the phone for it.
Yeah, but you're saying that like it would pull with the GPS and all that stuff. It like destroys while you're exercising. It destroys the battery life.
Well, that's if you're also
streaming
music through it. Yeah.
Okay. So the combination of both ends up.
Yeah, and I'm not positive why. It might just be because the combination of the GPS, the Bluetooth, and the
Depending on how it's streaming.
Oh yeah, and the amount of processing power it takes to actually like stream the music and transcode it, it might just be a little bit too much for that CPU. So it's actually kind of pinned, and it's taking more power than it normally would by quite a bit.
Yeah, and I'll have to admit that that is one thing. If I was into the Apple ecosystem, I would probably be looking at the watch. It is one of the best ones out there because I'm an Android user. I'm a Fitbit user because the Fitbit is the better smartwatch for Android.
I hear the Gear is pretty good. The Samsung Gear.
But it starts stepping into the same problems that I'm not an Apple user. Yes, it works with Android, with any Android phone, but it works better if you have a Samsung phone.
Yeah, but at least it works.
Honestly, I could buy an Apple Watch and have it work I could like try to hook it up to my iPad and like, no, all right, great.
It won't hook up to your iPad.
It won't. Will it even do anything if I never hook up to an iPhone?
Nope. It'll come on. You'll get a cool looking like graphic because it uses that, like, you open up the Apple Watch and then you point the camera at the graphic for the watch, and it uses the information. It's like a really advanced QR code. It uses that to pair with it.
Oh, it's just like with the Nest smoke detectors and...
Yeah, but it's quite a bit more... It looks more advanced, at least.
Okay.
I'm gonna say it's probably not. But with their little graphic they have, it really could store a lot more information than your standard QR code could.
Now, QR codes store a lot of information.
I know they can, but I mean, like, there was a lot more resolution for it to
have. So you can get into the smaller pixels.
Yeah. And different colors, too. Because it wasn't just...
You know, crazy.
Instead of bits, you got like, I don't know,
hexabits.
Yeah, hexabits or quantum bits, or probably not a trit, just because a trit's only 3.
I don't think it's a quantum bit because I don't think it knows. I think it, when you're looking at it, makes it the bit, make sure the bit exists. So
okay, what I meant by that is you have, it can be any value from 0 to 1. Because that's what a quantum bit normally means is.
Oh.
And that's just because of the... Oh, the word escapes me. Superposition? Is that it?
Superposition is it can be in more than one position at the same
time. Yeah. So it's because it's in a super... It's stuck in a superposition space until you observe it. So it could theoretically be all those values or... Yeah.
But it has to be that value to look at it, so
yeah.
It can't be quantum.
You're right. I just meant it might be like that. It's not, but...
I figured you're going to go with cool. The you were joking one. I would have totally bought that one. It's like, I'm just playing around.
Nope.
Quit bothering me, Bill.
I mean, I am to a point, but also not. It was more of a compare, like an analogy kind of comparison.
Yeah.
Not like... This is what a quantum bit looks like. It's just colors.
It's all the colors.
It's more colors than you can actually see.
Ooh, it's so cool. It's so, you know, all the things. When you look at it, you think you're seeing a color, but as you're looking at it, it starts changing colors because it's never a color.
So on the topic of color... Brown's a weird color.
Or is it a blue dress?
No, we're not going into that one. Just brown's a weird color. Like, it's really just a very dark orange, and that's how it's represented in most cases.
I can see that.
Digitally, all you can do is just go really, really orange. You can't get to brown. Sorry, a really dark orange. You can't get to just straight up brown. And I'll go ahead and throw a YouTube video in there.
Oh, you're doing it from YouTube. I figured you're doing the so you're doing off the light spectrum or the paint spectrum?
Like, paint, you could get there.
Yeah.
And, oh, actually, I know why. The reason why is because paint's subtractive, whereas the way we reproduce light is additive. So
yes,
it's also why actually producing a black digitally is pretty hard, unless you can make it not produce light at all.
That's why OLEDs are better found for that. Mm-hmm.
But it's also why producing like
better screens, I guess.
It's also why producing an overlay is hard, just because the thing that would represent black is now clear. And there's no way to represent black, at least in the standard way, not without having an additional layer over it that would actually specifically, yeah, it's just harder. But so Apple Watches, they're cool.
I'll admit, they look nice, though. No matter what anyone says, I don't own an Apple Watch.
Yeah, no.
I own
it. Actually, I had someone ask me, who was a very like very into Apple stuff,
yeah,
if I had two Apple Watches on, because I also have a Fitbit.
Yeah.
And they don't make, and it's not like a Fitbit like that looks like a watch. Mine looks like a Fitbit because it's not like the square style. It's the rectangle screen where it's only a fitness tracker. So that was an interesting question for me. Never expected that to happen.
So along, I'm trying to ponder the direction I want to go. I'll go this direction, actually, with it.
Okay.
It will be, because we didn't really talk about this. Blam! And it exists.
Oh, you're bringing that back.
We didn't really talk about it. I think we almost talked about it. And then I just...
Oh, I think this is one I signed up for.
Oh, I totally signed up for this. I have, so what we're talking about is Amazon has created the Amazon Halo Health and Wellness Band and membership.
Is it Halo or Hollow? It's probably Halo.
I'm going to stick with Halo.
I'm pretty sure it's Halo. But
how do you spell actually, Hollow? Wouldn't Hollow be H-O...
Well, it depends. If you're spelling the word hollow, then it would be H-O-L-L-O-W. But you don't have to spell it that, like, spell stuff that way if it's a name. So I asked you that because you said halo, whereas when I read it, I pronounced it in my head as hollow.
So oh. See,
it's
I'm
halo, though.
I'm an Xbox person, so that's a
I
halo.
Know. And I understand, and that's I immediately thought of that when you said that, but I could also see it being Halo because Halos are circular. And that's why the video game Halo was called Halo. Because they battled on a ring world.
And I think this is supposed to be the same thing because this is overall a circular health watch.
Doesn't even have a screen?
The answer to that question is no.
Okay. I was thinking it might have like a screen under it to at least tell you the time, but it doesn't
look like it. It is a smart device attached to a band that sits on your wrist that has a speaker.
But no microphone.
Has a microphone.
Okay, what I mean by that is you don't have an assistant on your wrist, at least not right now.
I don't think they're going to ever put the assistant on the wrist.
Probably not, but...
And... But the last thing is for the microphone part, it is. So this is interesting. This is why I signed up for it, because I really do like my time on my wrist. But this could be, if done properly, like a cool wrist.
Like I would replace my Fitbit with this because I don't need two watches.
Yeah, exactly. So I would probably wear this in. along with my Fitbit because I like looking at my wrist for the time. There's nothing around that. If I got rid of my Fitbit and got and use this as a replacement for all the health features, I would get a regular watch. Like, that's how much I like the time on my wrist. I'm old fashioned that way. I've always had it on my wrist. I tried a pocket watch once. It didn't work. So when I got rid of my wrist watch for a bit and tried to use my cell phone, the exact same thing. I don't want to pull something out of my pocket to look at the time. So I'm keeping a wristwatch of some way, shape, or form on my arm. So this thing, though, because if you don't pay the membership, you have a pedometer.
And a sleep tracker.
Which is actually...
There is a frequently asked questions towards the bottom that...
Okay. Specifically I guess I forgot what the other part was.
What if I decide not to renew my membership? If you choose not to continue your membership, you'll retain access to basic sleep time, heart rate, and step tracking.
So it is a Fitbit minus the watch part.
And it only does basic sleep time, which I think if you pay for the membership, you probably get like the advanced sleep stuff where it can tell if you're in like rapid eye movement phase, or if you're in a light sleep or a deep sleep, or if you woke up, because you apparently can wake up in the middle of the night and not realize you actually woke up.
Yeah.
So.
Which I could believe. It tells me that a lot of the times too.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you do lose some features that you get with your smarter watches, like your Fitbits and your Apple watches. The membership, I thought was...
It's $3.99 a month after the first 6 months. And the device itself costs $9.99. It costs $99.
It costs $100.
Yep.
Unless you get in on the early access, then it's $65. Unless this thing does as well as some of their other early access products, like their Echo Auto, which is still at their half cost price.
Yeah.
That thing never went up.
I don't.
So I got rid of that, by the way, on my car. It's no longer. I know.
You paid me for it, didn't you?
I thought I did.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter if you didn't.
But this thing, so not paying it, which, so I was like, how much was the membership for a year?
Well,
you have to pay a year in advance, I thought.
No, it just auto-renews at $3.99 a month. Though I'm sure they will add in an annual subscription for cheaper.
Yeah.
Probably.
So it has two built-in microphones. The reason for this is this is where I came in. I was like,
this part was cool.
This is why I was like, oh, it's a Fitbit without a watch. Okay, whatever. And then there's the, it analyzes your body weight and your body type by using your phone to take pictures of you, which are supposed to all stay within your phone. And this is where the other cool thing was I was liking was the microphones. You have two microphones for tone analysis. It listens to what you say and how you say it to decide how you feel emotionally. Whether you're happy, sad, whether you should like go do something outside, whether you should like whatever. So it listens to what and how you say things, so it can let you know. So you get the insight of you better, because we think we know how we are. Like, oh, somebody's yelling, "I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine." Sure, you are.
Fine.
Yeah. So the candlestick falls off of the ledge.
The candle's fine.
No, the candlestick. Remember Clue?
Yeah. Is the candlestick the thing that holds the candle?
Yes.
Oh. I always just assumed it was a candle that had like one of the longer, like thinner candles.
It could be that. You could have that too. You could just like I don't know. Usually the candle has to go in something.
Yeah, a candle holder.
That's also known as a candlestick.
Candlestick.
A candlestick is a type of candle holder.
A candlestick is a type of price chart used in technical analysis that displays the high, low, open, and closing prices.
Yes, there's that too.
You're right. It's a candle holder.
So back on the Amazon Halo smart device. So I bind the weights thing. It's like my Fitbit scale. It's like, okay, sure, whatever.
Like the BMI stuff or?
Yeah, because it has that with like the smart sense, you know, takes the camera and it builds everything. And like, that's whatever. But it was really, really excited. And where you're paying for, that's the other thing. This is not a free product that you're paying for or that you're getting. You are paying for this. Therefore, Amazon says, so far, they are not selling it. I can believe that they will continue doing that because you are paying for it.
Yeah. Doesn't mean that they won't use the data for like internal purposes, but.
But some of that information won't ever make it to them. Like your voice analysis. Yes. Your voice analysis is supposed to stay all on your phone. It is not supposed to make you the Amazon Assistant work better or worse or anything. Even if you have an Amazon Assistant in your room, that's a totally different story. But you using your fitness device, your Amazon Halo, everything goes to your phone, gets figured out on your phone, and then deleted. With the what you have said has been deleted. The information, I guess, they could send it off, but this information goes to you to then go, you say sad words a lot. You say angry words a lot. You say happy words a lot. You say insert emotional words a lot. Or you say words in this manner. So therefore, at these time of days, during these events, not only can we pick up your heart rate and go, your heart rate is spiked and you're saying words in an agitated manner and they come out in very aggravated words, you're probably stressed at that moment. The rest of the time, you're fine. Or, you know, something happened that spiked, made you sad or angry. Or you're generally a happy person. You're always saying happy words, happy things. You're using the common happy. You know, something else that also happens is that they've done research on is the words you say the most tend to be what your personality is. And your emotional states.
So what happens if most of your words are explicitives?
You're because not you've been happy. Home
alone all the time.
You may not be happy.
Hey, you can say those words happily. Sometimes, somehow.
I said you may. Or is that the word? That keyword, may.
May, yeah. So I sent you a link.
And not just a month.
No, the month. It's only the month.
It's only the month.
So, yeah. Go ahead and click on that link. It's in the voice chatty thingy.
Yes, yes.
And the only reason why I'm sending this to him is just so he has a visual comparison, but I was kind of hoping that the Halo, the Amazon Halo would have the kind of a just a 7-segment display type clock like the one of the third generation Dots had. Like, it wasn't in all models, but you could get a Dot that had a clock built into it. And I was kind of hoping it would be like that. Especially with the white one. I think the white one would look, sorry, silver. The silver one would look kind of cool with it.
But you forget about the Halo watch or the Halo fitness tracker. That is just a cover on it.
I know.
So, yeah, I guess the fabric ones, which are not waterproof or water, yeah, they're not recommended for like swimming or water activities.
I thought they only had cloth.
No, they have other ones. They have like plastic or rubbery ones.
The one I'm looking at, like you only have cloth.
Or like halfway down the page and they say accessories and the thing literally changed to like the Fitbit Dot and the plastic solid purple one.
I don't see it.
All right, let me see if they.
Oh, okay, never mind. I see it. Okay, I was just focused on it for a long time, and it wasn't changing. It just does it slowly. So, I just wasn't patient enough, which, you know, makes sense.
Are you stressed?
I'm totally fine, Bill.
Okay. You're fine.
I might be a little stressed. That's okay. Yeah, I was just thinking it might be kind of cool for the cloth ones, but the whole idea of it is that, like, they don't have a screen on it, supposedly, and this is a good point, but just for less distractions, just because we all have lots of distractions. So I could see that, but it's also, I'm sure, just a price saving measure, but at the same time, usually if you want a fitness tracker, you don't necessarily want a watch, or you might already have a watch or two watches.
Like I said, because this thing is not a watch, and there's probably lots of battery saving features and all this other stuff.
Is the battery life like for this?
They were saying
up to 7 days with the tone disabled, or up to 2 days if you have tone enabled.
Yes.
Fully charged from 0% in less than 90 minutes. Okay. And it is swim proof. Water is up to 50 meters.
It is, but a fabric band. None of the smart watches that have fitness features. My Fitbit is a fitness watch. It's a pedometer with smart features. I get that. Your watch is a smart watch with fitness features. This is a fitness device, but none of them with the fabric bands, none of them recommend the fabric bands for water activities.
Just because they hold on to water too long?
Yeah. And that then also this thing's tied on your wrist because it needs to read your heart and everything, or at least snug on your wrist. Mm-hmm. And it's going to rub. It's going to start. It may create some issues with the skin. It's not going to dry out quickly enough.
Yeah.
Just they don't recommend it.
You could do it, but
you might not like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they were showing they talk about the band materials. There's fabric woven blend of polyester, nylon, spandex, and the sports is a high performance silicone.
And I'd probably get the sport one just because that's usually what I get. Oh, it's probably not interchangeable, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. That's why it doesn't come. You can buy the fabric on day one, but they're already talking about the other ones.
Okay. Yeah, that's what threw me off because you could only get the three fabric ones. Mm-hmm. What would you get? Onyx? Pink? Or rose gold, sorry. Or white? Silver?
It's called pink, and it's amazing.
It's rose gold. It's called rose gold.
I don't care what they say. It's pink.
No, it's rose gold. Actually, the rose gold is the device itself, not the strap. The strap is called blush.
Oh, I see what you mean. The strap does come through. Okay. So winter is the strap and silver is the device. Mm-hmm. Blush is the strap and rose gold is the device. Mm-hmm. Black is the strap and onyx is the device, even though they both literally look black. Like extra black.
What would you get?
The white looks nice. The pink looks nice. I like my pink, but my accessories, I pretty much have always gone black.
Yeah, same here. The only difference is my Apple Watch is space gray, so never mind. My Fitbit's gray, except for it's black except for the sides, which are gray on the device itself.
Though, depending on if I can get in, because when I heard about this launching, I signed up and I was betting. I was like, I think I signed up too late as it was. Like, we'll notify during via email.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. What, remember
I think I signed up the day it came. It was announced. Actually, I think I got lucky hearing it from sources.
I think I also was heard like, of it too, but
I think it was like 5 p.m. maybe when I finally signed up.
Well, here's the thing. I also say though is that remember the auto assistant they had. I signed up for that like a year and a half before I finally got the email.
True.
And then they happened to release it like to everybody, I think like a month or two later, but
yeah, I think
it took them forever.
Signed up for that. I'm not even sure if I got the email. I don't even remember. I may have gotten the email, but I think you got yours first and we kind of already talked about it. So I was like, whatever.
And I decided it was meh.
Yeah. Also, they basically made me wait so long that I was in, and they made me go, I don't think I care anymore.
Yeah.
And then you got it. And I was like, this is interesting.
I literally only bought it because I wanted to try it out. And then I got like 5 minutes into it and hated it. So that's why you have it. Had it, I guess.
Well, I still have it.
Yeah, but you don't use it.
Yeah.
Which is fair. And you don't need more in your house because you already have like 20 assistants.
Need all the assistants. I need all of the assistant I can get. Assistants I can get.
You did lose one. You lost the Xbox one.
I said I need all of the assistants I can get. I was very sad when I lost the assistant.
That one, it didn't technically go away. It just got dumber, didn't it?
Both.
Oh.
Like they shut it off. Like you have to use if you wanted to do it, you had to use the Echo, the Echo or the Amazon Assistant on it. But I was really confused on how to use that. At least I was able to use the Xbox command again. But I was kind of disappointed, and they had so much. So my Fitbit is officially black and carbon aluminum.
I have no idea what mine is. I think it was just called black.
Or carbon and or black and carbon aluminum.
Okay, what are you? Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
Maybe. Doesn't my accent make sense?
No, not at all.
Exactly. That's the nice thing about living in a world society. You get to say things how you kind of feel, I guess. What is the correct pronunciation? Whatever your friends and local group says, or whatever you've come together as, this is the definition or this is the pronunciation of these things.
Yeah, do you spell stuff with U's or S's?
Well, we do have an S in our, you know, in our name. We are geeks.
Yes, I meant like with, if you're in England, a lot of stuff, instead of just being O-R, it's O-U-R. And there are some words where, and this is in Fall Guys, actually, there was one word where it was spelled in the English spelling. Actually, they're all spelled that way, but instead of a Z, it had like an S. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, like, if you notice, all of the word, like, it has colors in there a lot, like the word. Hmm. It's spelled O-U-S, at least it was for me. But that could also be because my Windows OS is technically a British one.
You don't have Internet Explorer mandatory installed?
I do, but...
Oh, you don't have the cool European version then.
Well, okay. It's installed.
Oh,
I might be able to uninstall it.
If you have the European version, you should be able to uninstall that.
But I don't really care.
Oh, what I love is all the news is talking about Edge is being forced installed on everyone's computers and you can't do anything about it. I'm like, why is this new news again?
Because Microsoft doesn't learn.
No, because Microsoft did it and everyone's like, OMG, you can't believe what they're doing.
Yeah.
Why can't you believe it? They have literally done it before many times. Gone to court over it. Lost a few. Won a few. lost, you know, they won in America, they lost in Europe. So that's why Americans have it and Europeans don't have to have it.
It's no different than most of our other devices, though. So, like, I don't know. Does Android do this where, like, if they release a new, like, if Google themselves releases a new app that replaces another one, will it just download the new one?
No. Though I've had issues on older Androids where it won't uninstall the old one.
Yeah, that's because it was pre-installed, right?
I think so. I think that might have been the phone company's issue, not...
Oh, Android. I remember that, actually. You were so mad about that. Actually,
yeah,
no,
there's
that
been
was,
a few.
No, that was Ted.
Well, there's been a few that I've had issues with that on.
All he could do was just disable it, and it would periodically re-enable.
I run into that, too.
Maybe it
That's
was
why
complaining about that.
I have complained about that many times. I am very much glad I paid for a from the phone makers. I'm actually liking it. Even with my Huawei when I got, I liked it a little bit better. Didn't think I wanted to go back. Ended up going back because my LG was was nice and it was cheap and it was easy to pay. And now I've gotten my OnePlus, went from them. I might bounce back and forth, but I have to admit, I am definitely leaning towards I like being able to just get the updates, turn things on and off, have lots of power over my phone. If I wanted to root the thing right now, I could.
I see. Because before you said those last few things, I was going to say iPhone. But then you said have lots of power over your device and root it. So, yeah.
I know. Well, because and that's the thing. Yeah, because the iPhone is directly from the makers.
Uh-huh. And they support them for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I think the iPhone 6 is still supported.
Nice.
So, is it getting iOS 14? I'm going to look that up.
Oh, I guess also with that Fitbit, has their new stuff.
Yep, so iOS 14 is available on the iOS or the iPhone 6S at least.
That's not bad.
Okay, go ahead.
So Fitbit has its new line on pre-order.
Oh, do they?
Yes. They have the Fitbit Sense and the Fitbit Versa 3.
What's the Sense?
The Sense? It makes sense.
Is it similar to what the Halo would kind of be?
It help, you know, it is the tool for stress management, heart health, O2, skin temperature. Let's see.
Getting hooked.
I know there's some other. So they had the stress management. Instead of it listening to you, it has additional, or it has on-wrist EDA scan app detects electrodermal activity, which may indicate your body's response to stress. So instead of hearing you say these things, it feels you feel these things.
Honestly, that one would seem like it would be more accurate.
Well, the thing is, that's why I was really interested in the Halo, because I've heard a lot of stuff about that, about the voice.
Yeah, it can be a good indicator, but I imagine that there's probably some electrical activity type stuff that you probably, like, it's like your brain, like if you're hooked up to something that can detect your brain activity, like you can definitely tell, like, if they're thinking in certain spots that they're reacting certain ways, and so I could see there being something similar to that for the skin as far as like overall stress. Though I don't think that they could probably tell mood exactly. But I could see it detecting stress just because when you're stressed out, you pump your body full of certain hormones. Like, You do that when you're happy too, but it's a certain hormone that actually really causes you a lot of issues if it's turned on all the time. So I could see it doing something like that, but I haven't seen this before. It's still not letting me see it because I think Fitbit's getting hugged to death, but mine's just like, it's all loaded, but the screen has the circle over it still and the background's kind of grayed out. I can still read everything, but
how is your internet? I'm trying to question your internet.
I don't know. It's been suspect lately. Like some things seem really fast and then some things seem really slow. Like when I was talking to my Google assistant earlier, it like around lunchtime, it decided to be like, it took like probably 30 seconds for it to process my request. And most of that was trying to figure out what I said. Cause that was on my display. And so you can see the words show up as you're saying them, but it took like 30 seconds for it to get the whole thing processed. So yeah, there might be issues with my internet lately, like speed wise, but no, I think it's fully loaded. I just think that I could actually figure this out. Let's look at the console. So it couldn't download a font. And I did try turning off my ad blocker. That didn't help. Maybe this is a Firefox thing.
Chrome. As long as you're not trying Brave.
Loaded just fine in Chrome.
Oh, there you go. It might be a Firefox thing. It might be one of your add-ons. You're blocking things.
No, I turned off the blocker and it still did it. And that's the only thing I have that modifies the page. Well, besides LastPass, because LastPass does kind of modify it, sort of.
Yeah.
Because it is running scripts inside of it. Whereas my Chrome has nothing on it because I don't use it. The only reason why I'm using it right now is because the recording software we're using lets you redirect the output to another set of output stuff so that it doesn't go out through my normal speakers but goes through my headset. So can't do that on Firefox for some reason. But yeah, Fitbit Sense.
Yes. So I guess there's going to be that's one of them. Oh yeah,
a Fitbit device at least.
Well, it's smarter, even.
That's more money than the base. No, it's not, actually. I was thinking it was more money than the base Apple Watch, but if you're including the Series 3, then yes, but or even the...
But this is their... The Sense is their new extra smartness. It was... I think they were talking about the Sense was replacing... I thought that the Versa was their smart one. Apparently, there's one that this is replacing that's their was considered their smarter.
They had two that looked basically the exact same. One of them was Versa, and I never could figure out which one people had. Nor can I remember what the other one is. I only know Versa because you guys have talked about it a lot.
Well, it's what we have, so therefore...
It makes sense, but the Sense makes sense.
The Fitbit, let's see if I have it. Or it's the Ionic is what it's replacing. So it's
That's right, the Ionic.
And that's more square. And I used to have like the first ones that are like it. But the Versa 3 and the Sense don't have a physical button on the side.
Yeah, they have like a divot.
Yes. They have like a...
Probably just there as a physical feedback thing, so you know where to tap or whatever.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm hoping, because I have to admit, that button is useful.
Yeah.
And also... I'm wondering if there's any particular reason that they haven't done anything with the Versa 2 because the Versa 2 picked up the Amazon Assistant built in.
Oh.
Yes.
The Versa 2?
The Versa 2. So my Fitbit has the Amazon Assistant.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Was that what you texted me with earlier today?
No, I did it through Google, and it was, that was just hilarious. It even said, I was like, whatever. He's going to know what it means, even if Google didn't translate well. The Fitbit 3 and the Sense, is it the Sense also, have, well, the Fitbit, yeah, they both do, have Google and Amazon assistant built in, and Madame A.
Like at the same time, or do you just, you have to pick one or the other?
I think you have to pick one or the other. Huh. But that's actually something else, though, I have to admit, is that my phone has both of those.
Yeah.
And I can say either one.
Yeah.
And that was also the one thing about the Amazon or the Echo Auto was it would let me say Google. I didn't have to say Madame A. And for listeners who don't know, Madame A is what we call the Amazon assistant when we don't want to say the name that shall not be said because that's all you need to say to trigger it.
I don't know. I've kind of noticed that if you're talking about it, as long as you're in the same sentence, like it's in, if it's sandwiched in the middle of a sentence, I don't think it's triggers fully. Like it'll trigger and then figure out it doesn't need to do anything and then just goes quiet.
Okay. I've seen that. But I'm back on annoyed at TV and my podcast saying
I've had,
because it triggers.
I watched a LTT video today that actually mentioned it, and it didn't trigger any of my stuff because I only have one of those now and it wasn't in that room, but
commercials also get really, but I'd listen to podcasts. As the thing I was really annoyed is that the Google one triggers less when I'm listening to podcasts.
I have the Google one trigger.
It even says the words. But if that's the, especially with the auto, Echo Auto, it would trigger it and it would like pause out and I'd miss a couple of seconds of the podcast. And
yeah,
I was like, why? Why do you guys have to say these words? You don't have to say these words.
My favorite part is whenever there's just random noises and it'll trigger.
Yeah.
Like when I was listening to music or I was doing something. And it didn't even sound anything like the trigger phrase for the Google. And my another assistant in another room, just like, because I have the noise turned on to let you know that it's listening. It just came on and then it listened for about 10, 20 seconds and then decided, oh, I don't need to, I wasn't summoned. So, yeah, it just triggers from the weirdest things, but I'm also starting to think, and I should probably disable this, but I do have the Japanese, I have Japanese, like, if I were to speak Japanese to it, it would pick it up, and I only did that because I wanted to start practicing talking like that at least a little bit, back when I was trying to learn it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that anymore, and the only reason why I think it's still periodically picking up thinking I'm speaking Japanese is because the display, the hub, periodically the first like couple of words, it'll put up the Japanese kanji for some reason. Like it translates it to that and then it figures out I'm speaking English. It's really weird. Really also, weird.
So something else is ever like the Versa, you had to buy one of two different versions if you wanted Fitbit Pay. Versa 2 and on, it looks like it's just built in now.
What, Fitbit Pay?
Yeah, my watch has Fitbit
That's
Pay.
It's still a thing?
It's still a thing.
They haven't dropped that?
Well, it's the New York subway system uses it.
Yeah, but that's it.
Well, they're the major one. Let's see. What uses Fitbit Pay? Oh, hey, merchants. Hey, that's a great search for Bing, right? Make purchases easy with Fitbit Pay. Okay. Fitbit Pay not working at certain merchants. Well, yeah, I know. Which ones do they work at? And I already, yeah. Actually, it's funny when I go to pay with my phone. Yeah, I have an Android. I have Android Pay.
Mm-hmm.
Or Google Pay, whatever it's called. Google Pay. I don't think it's Google Pay. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like tap. And they're like, Apple Pay? I'm like, yeah, sure, that works. You know what I mean. Enough for me to be able to do what I want.
Yeah. And most of the time, that'll still work anyways. I have seen that Apple Pay is accepted far more often, but or at least
it's not as cool as Samsung Pay, but yes.
Well, Samsung Pay just has a fallback that will just work anywhere. So, because it can mimic the card swipe. So worst case, you can just act like you swiped your card. You just have to hold it up next to the reader. Which I'll admit, that's a pretty cool feature.
I might actually have to try to activate my Fitbit Pay or turn it on.
Is it accepted at some places?
The way they explain it in the frequently asked question or in the article is if it has this symbol on the payment terminal, then it works. And it's that symbol of where it's that, like the little Wi-Fi like symbol, and it's a person like holding this like little card over it.
Do you have a link to this?
Yeah, let me.
Because I've never, like, I may have seen this and just not known what it was.
Well, I'm used to that as being the NFC payment tag, the tap pay, which if a credit card does, yes.
I see what you're talking about. Okay. No, that is just the NFC symbol. So maybe Fitbit Pay just is that now.
Yeah. But I the biggest thing is I would question is how do I control my payments through my Fitbit Pay? That'd be my one thing. Because with Google Pay or Apple Pay, you can, or at least with my Google Pay, it goes through secure manners. I have a lot to control over a lot of this. So, yeah, I don't know.
Did you put it somewhere?
Did it not show up?
I see. I found it.
Oh, see, when you were talking about it, I thought you had found it. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's like the where can I use Fitbit Pay? It's like the second dropdown if it didn't open with any of the dropdowns.
No, it just went back to how do I use Fitbit Pay to pay for transit? It had that one popped open because that's where you were popped open at.
Oh, I clicked on that one just before.
Yeah, that's totally the NFC symbol.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
NFC payment symbol. No, that's absolutely it. That's the contactless payment. So they must just implement a similar thing to that instead of doing their own thing like Apple and Google did. Meaning it's not as, probably not as secure. But
well, they say they're secure.
Right, but I'm sure the credit card companies say theirs is secure too. But really, you can theoretically steal someone's NFC information directly from their wallet without them even knowing just by scanning it. It's really hard to do, though, and it's not super practical, but it can be done. And so if the Fitbit is just an NFC kind of thing, a similar thing could be happening to it, especially if it's powered on all the time. But not saying it is, but just saying it's, you can steal it. And if that happens, the credit card company just assumes that you're the owner of the card just because there's no other form of verification. So it's one of the downsides of NFC and why I don't use it that much. In fact, I don't think I've ever used it with my card.
Well, that's right. You're supposed to have the chip and pin, or you're supposed to have the pin with it. So if a charge does go through, you can argue that I didn't do that because I didn't put the pin in.
Oh, that's fair.
Which means that if it's, oh, Target ended up, you had $1,000 at Target. Well, did they put the pin in? No. Then give it to Target and give me my money back.
Even then, if it's through a credit card company, they'll, unless you do it repeatedly, they'll probably just reverse the charges anyways. That's why I don't use a debit card hardly at all anymore. Because it's much harder to do that with a debit card. So. Didn't we say this is going to be a short episode?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're already over. Yeah,
this
we
is
were talking
as long
about
as
it.
The one yesterday was.
Ah, you mean last week? Oh.
I mean, again, time's not linear. This could be
wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
What is time?
Wibbly wobbly.
Stuck in time inside, so time means wibbly. Nothing anymore.
Wobbly.
What day even is it?
There's a day.
I mean,
is it not the day?
The day? No.
The day.
No. I don't know. What's the day?
Exactly. It's the day. It could actually be the night.
Well, depending on where you are, it is the night.
And depending on whether you have windows or not, it could be just the time.
It's still the day. You just don't know what it is.
If you don't know that, if you are just inside without the windows, you don't know if it's the day or the night, so it's just the time. Because you're just doing things at the time you do it, so therefore it's the time. And with that, I'm going to call it.
Goodbye.
Because it's the time.
The time.